The card's not working. Open the door, Aiden. I want to check on Doc.
I'm sorry, Dr. Wyeth. I'm afraid I can't do that.
Why not?
Analysis of your actions over the past 52 minutes indicates that all of you are engaged in aberrant behavior. The oxygen tanks recently stowed in various places around the base pose a distinct threat to the safety of the rest of the crew. Due to this aberrant behavior, I believe that you will not obey a direct order to remove them. However, you humans will not allow another of your party to be endangered. The previous crew proved that to me. As Dr. Tanner is one of your companions, and I now have him secured where none of you can retrieve him, you'll have no choice but to obey my orders.
What happens if we don't?
Then Dr. Tanner will not be released. Without food or water, he will die within 5 days.
So much for the 3 laws of robotics.
Fuck, this is bullshit.
Ryan stepped back to see which rooms were on either side of Doc's. He went to the one on the left.
This is yours and JB's, right?
Sure, but...
Open the door and keep watch out here.
With her ID card in one hand and her gun in the other, Mildred opened the door. Ryan walked in and headed to the wall adjoining Doc's room. He pressed on it, feeling the cheap inner walls between the rooms flex under the pressure. He drew his panga and chopped into the plastic, cracking the panel and exposing the insulation underneath.
What are you doing, Ryan?
What does it look like? I'm getting my friend out of here.
Under Article 108 of the Uniform Code of Military Justice, willful destruction of United States Navy property is an offense punishable by court-martial. You are to immediately cease and desist this activity and await arrest.
You can try.
Ryan kept chopping the panel until the hole was large enough. Then he tore the insulation off and climbed through. As he did, the lights went out and red hazard lights came on in the bedroom.
Alert! 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 Poseidon Base is under attack by subversive crew members who are engaging in acts of sabotage. All security personnel are to report to the living quarters section immediately.
Ryan scooped Doc up into a fireman's carry, draping the skinny old man across his shoulders. He maneuvered through the hole again and came back out to the corridor.
They're coming, Ryan!
Ryan looked down the hallway to see several of the cyborgs shuffling toward them. Handing Mildred his panga, Ryan drew a Sig Sauer.
No choice! Go through them!
He took aim at the first one. Its leg still moved as discolored brain matter leaked out of its shattered skull.
Disable and move! Don't try to put them down!
Mildred cut the next Borg in the knee. It folded as if in sections at the knees and waist. Ryan spotted one of the little silver balls rolling toward him. He took aim.
Little help over here!
Mildred was holding off two of the reanimated things with a panga. Ryan stepped up and raised the Sig Sauer.
Fucking metal leg!
Fortunately, the Borg turned its attention from Mildred to Ryan.
Damn it! Hold still!
She tried to take out the second one, which moved almost as fast as a human. It had a hook on the end of one of its arms, which it was trying to use to catch Mildred and bring her closer to it. She ducked under one of its swings, grabbed the wrist of the hook arm, and pushed it up. Then she brought the panga blade down on its shoulder. She shoved the damaged cyborg into the one behind it.
Keep moving forward, Ryan!
I'm trying, dammit!
Actually, Ryan was slowly giving ground against his attacker.
Fire blast!
Holstering the Sig Sauer, he drew a backup knife from its sheath at the small of his back. He feinted high, and when the cyborg went for it, Ryan crouched and slashed at the tubes on its exposed right side. They burst free in a spray of liquid, splattering over him as the walking body tried to plug its leaking holes. Ryan swept past it. Mildred disabled the last one, sending it crashing to the ground. It reached up for her. She sliced off its grasping fingers.
I'm sorry.
Reaching the intersection that joined the main corridor, they rounded the corner, only to face the heavier-set woman cyborg. Ryan saw a flame at the tip of the nozzle of the weapon on her shoulder.
Get back!
Ryan swept Mildred into the side passage.
What the hell was that?
Crazy fucker made a mobile flamethrower out of her.
Sitting Doc down next to him, Ryan peeked around the corner.
She's blocking the whole damn corridor!
Well, we've gotta do something!
Hey, you down there?
Check! We're trapped in the cross corridor! Chill that big one!
Another blast of flame roared out, but not in their direction. Ryan peeked out again to see the flamer Bork had turned and was spraying the other side of the corridor. Ryan glanced in the other direction, but the rest of the way was clear. He edged out around the corner just enough to sight on the bulging upper portion of the Borg's back.
Duck and cover, Jack!
Unaware of the fuel now leaking down its body from the implanted tank, the monstrosity hit the flamer again. She turned into a walking column of fire. She'd barely taken a step when Ryan saw the upper portion of her back suddenly swell.
Oh, shit!
What?!
Ryan pulled back around the corner and shoved Mildred away. Ryan loaded a fresh magazine into his Sig Sauer. Annie scooped up the still insensible Doc and slung him over his shoulder.
Let's get Jack and get the hell back to maintenance.
Gladly!
They stepped out into the main corridor, which now looked like a minor war had been fought there.
Wow! Nice work!
Thanks. Let's go.
Passing the blast site, Ryan and Mildred next came upon a scene of what could only be described as total carnage. At least 7 cyborgs littered the hallway. Unlike the group the two of them had fought through, none of these were moving.
Damn! Jack took out all these?
Sure did. Killed him easy. Had the whole ass when Ryan blew up the big one.
One of the tanks must have blown early. Better get back to maintenance. Christy should be back there already. Move out and chill anything that moves.
The three set out with weapons drawn, each looking in every direction for any more of the crazy Borgs. But the main corridor was deserted now. They met up with Christy in front of the maintenance bay door.
The bastard comp's trying to lock us out. JB's working on the manual override.